Listen to this roster report for all the updates. Hi, I'm Moya Bransky, and you're listening to the Roster Report Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's the first day of winter on December 22nd right here at Gillette Stadium, and you can listen to Paul Perillo, Tom Casale, Brian Lowe, and Andy Hart talk about all the most recent transactions with the Patriots roster.
And this is the Patriots Roster Report Podcast. It's a Friday, December 22nd, and we are talking about the Patriots punting situation. Nope, it's not Tom Malone. Nope. It's not Danny Bogger. The new punter for the Patriots is NFL veteran Todd Sauerbrunn, who has been signed on Friday morning after Ken Walter went on injured reserve. So Sauerbrunn may be one of the more well-known punters in the league for several reasons, on the field and off the field. But in terms of on the field, which I'm sure we'll look at right now, he is perhaps the best punter in the league from the last 5 or 6 years. In fact, he had the best net punting average from 2000 to 2005. So we're here with Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale. What do you guys think of this move? Are you surprised that they went this route? Would you have been surprised if they went with one of the rookies?
I like it. I don't.
That would be Tom. Tom Casale saying, I like it.
Well, I don't mind if people take steroids, and I think ephedrine should be legal. So I don't care about any of his off-the-field problems. He's a good punter. He's always been a good punter. And he's also a good tackler. I've seen him jack some people up in special teams. So I think for what's out there, that's a good signing.
I don't care about the steroid kind of stuff either. I don't really know as much about ephedrine as Tom does, but I think he's a very good punter, and I think if you're going to take Bill at his word, he's going to do what's best for the football team. I think signing a veteran who has experience like Sauerbrunn is better for the football team than taking a guy off the practice squad and throwing him into the fire.
And it seems like this move came about pretty quickly, as Bill said that he was in today, worked out. And
must have been some workout.
Afterwards. So yeah, well, and it obviously would point to the fact that the little competition they had of practice squatters Malone and Bogger
it's for 2007
didn't pan out
training
for. They were willing to put them on the field this Sunday, either one of them, so they needed a veteran. But I do think it's interesting that they went to Sauerbrunn rather than back to Landetta, who they'd worked out earlier. So this was sort of scramble here, but, you know, it works out because you get a guy who, in theory and on paper, you know, we're all looking at his
big leg.
Yeah, can punt.
I was just going to say,
he's the anti-Ken Walter.
You got to figure that his leg's got to be much bigger right now than Landetta, who's got to be approaching 70 years old.
Well, Sauerbrunn's played 12 years. He started with Chicago, 1 year in Kansas City. His best years were with Carolina from 01 to 04, and he was a three-time Pro Bowler.
Interesting.
Last year he was with Denver, and Denver is who he was with going into this season, but he hasn't played at all thus far this year. But just going back to how the week played out, Ken Walter placed on injured reserve on Tuesday night. Pats had Danny Bogger on the practice squad at the time. Wednesday they signed another practice squad guy, Tom Malone, two rookies, neither of whom had ever played in the NFL, and there were reports that Sean Landetta had worked out, and Belichick confirmed that. But for about a 48-hour period there, the Patriots, the two punters on the entire team were two rookies on the practice squad, and as we inch closer and closer towards Sunday, it seemed like maybe they were going to go with a rookie, but that's not the case.
No, and just knowing guys like Belichick and Parcells, it's hard to imagine that this late in the season they're going to throw out a guy that's never done anything in the NFL at a position like punter, where we saw in the Miami game, can really turn the tide if your offense isn't playing well.
Plus, a young guy making his first kick in a playoff-like game,
right,
as everybody's
right.
saying. I was half joking in the locker room yesterday, but that's one of those situations where worst-case scenario is a snap goes right through the rookie punter's hands. It's a fumble, it's a touch, and a game changes because of one decision. And I think that's what you get down to. I mean, if they were out there kicking 60-yard punts, one of them would be on the team right now.
Right.
But if it's iffy and you have a veteran available like this, I think there's a greater comfort there.
Well, it's clearly an upgrade strictly from a punting situation, because Ken Walter was, I don't know if he had enough punts to qualify for league leaders, but he was hovering around 32 or below 32 in both gross and net punting average. He was pretty much the worst punter in the league for those 4 weeks that he punted, whereas Todd Sauerbrunn, in terms of gross punting average from 2000 to 2005, only Shane Leckler was better in the NFL, and he had the best net punting average. Now, on the other side note, and this was obviously an emphasis when Ken Walter was signed to replace Josh Miller, the holding, Bill Belichick said he doesn't know yet if Todd Sauerbrunn's going to hold, and I have a feeling that probably be Matt Cassel, since he has the most familiarity among anyone, any of the potential holders. He has the most familiarity with Stephen Gostkowski. He's been holding a little bit in practice this week, so it seems like, you know, it won't be Sauerbrunn probably at punter. Now, the team still has one more roster spot open. Any thoughts
for a holder?
For a holder. That can't be ruled out. Whatever's best for the team. If it's four punters, on the roster is best for the team, that's what Belichick
should
go.
I mean, I don't think they're going to go with the wide tackle six or anything.
Probably not.
He pulled that one out this week.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
One interesting thing, though, that he wasn't on a team. You know, he got suspended before the season, didn't play, and has gone all season without being on a team. That's a little, you know, weird for a guy
of
his Shanahan caliber.
PO'd at him when he got suspended.
Just wondering,
very
something
vocal
more
in
than
his
just taking
comments
Ephedrine
about him and talking about, you know, letting his team down and that sort of. And I don't know if that played into the fact that he was still available at this point in the season, but
it could have. And you know, you brought up an interesting point, Andy, because obviously he's a very good punter and he had the 4-game suspension, yet Shanahan was so upset that he didn't reinstate him after the suspension was over, and that's when he got let go, shortly after his suspension had expired. And I think you're right. I think that they were upset about that. And, you know, Mike Reese asked Belichick today about the whole situation with the league, and I didn't quite understand it. I don't know if you guys maybe can fill me in, but he talked about that's a league matter, and you're not – well, I mean, if there's any kind of situation hovering, aren't they privy to that? If there's any other, I mean, I'm not saying that you need to know the guy's file as what exactly he did and why he was suspended and stuff like that. That's a confidentiality situation with the player. But in terms of any other further problems that might be hovering, don't they know, like, how many strikes or whatever, you know, what the classification of his violation was?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to how that works.
I didn't want to look stupid at the press conference by following up on something.
Better look stupid on a podcast.
Exactly, and that's my philosophy.
And Belichick didn't really clarify it too much in terms of what the way it seemed from what he said was that the teams are not.
Just a side note on the joke of a NFL steroid policy they have. They same suspension for steroids as ephedrine.
Yeah,
come on now.
Well, we'll get to this after the podcast. We don't have to turn this into a substance abuse diatribe.
Well, as we talked about, you know, there is one roster spot open. There are a number of players who are questionable on the injury report, including Benjamin Watson, Vince Wilfork. Rodney Harrison upgraded to questionable as well, and he's practiced each day this week, including last Friday. So we'll see which of those players are available to play on Sunday against Jacksonville, and then with that 53rd roster spot, if they choose to fill it, if it's a guy off the practice squad, no one jumps out at me as a significant candidate, because the Antoine Spans and Rashad Bakers and Gene Merchkowskis are all either on the active roster, or is Merchkowskis not? He is on the active roster right now. It's hard to keep track. So
all the swing players are on the active roster
right now. So hard to say, but the big story in this Friday is the punting situation resolved, as it turns out. Todd Sauerbrunn will be punting for the Pats down at Alltel Stadium in Jacksonville, and that's where the four of us will be heading this weekend as we get to week 16 of the season, and for the Patriots, a win, and they're in. That is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Patriots Roster Report. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe. Happy holidays, and now back to Laura.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game on Christmas Eve. Hope everyone else has a Merry Christmas as well. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!